first of all, and where you live and what the date is.
My name is Pearl Parmeter. I came to Northville when I was 6 months old, and I lived with my folks, Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Willis, 131 Wing Street, Wing and Dunlop.
Your maiden name was Willis, then?
My maiden name was Willis. Mm-hmm. And I have lived here off and on all my life. I graduated from Redford High, but then we came back here right after.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how old are you now?
I'm 67. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather gave the home to my mother, Grandpa Houck, who was very prominent here in Northville at that time.
What was the last name?
Houck. Andrew Houck.
Houck? Mm-hmm. How did you spell it?
H-O-U-C-K. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Daddy and Mother both lived here until they both died. Mama died 35 years ago, and Daddy died about 18. And Daddy had an office there in our home. And then eventually...
What type of an office? What did he do?
He was real estate. His real estate, and then after that he worked for George Clark hardware store that everybody used to know, and then he
where was George Clark located?
On Center. Uh-huh. On Center Street. Mm-hmm. And then Daddy was before he died he remarried, and before he died he worked for the township. He was a building inspector for the town.
Your dad was. Mm-hmm. What about your family? What did it consist of? Brothers and sisters? And did they stay in Northville?
No, I'm the only child. I'm the only child. I got married. I have two daughters, and they're both living in Farmington.
You were married here in Northville?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Married here in Northville in the Presbyterian Church. Member of the Presbyterian Church. And
and your husband's name was what?
Alfred Parmeter. Mm-hmm. And he lived here all his life.
All his life.
And when he first came to Northville, he lived up on Orchard Drive. And at that time, they laid planks down from Rogers Street for him to get up to Orchard Drive when they were building the house. Now, I've heard him say this. I was younger than he is, so...
To cover the mud, you mean?
To cover the mud in order to get Dad Parmeter built the home up there.
Uh-huh. Now, were they... related in any way to the Parmeters from the cider mill?
No relation to the cider mill Parmeter, no. Al has three brothers and two sisters. You want to know where they are?
Did they live in Northville?
No, not now. Mother Parmeter lived here. She's 95 now.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's 95 years old, and now she lives with Al's sister in Colorado Springs. But all of his brothers, one's in California, one's at Lincoln, Michigan, and one's in Armada. And his sister's in Colorado Springs, and his other sister's up at Elk Lake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they all went to school here and all graduated from Northville. Mm-hmm.
What sort of work did your husband do?
Well, he was in the service during the war, and then he worked for a Standard Products Company, and Ford Motor Company was his big account. So we did a lot of entertaining of Ford people.
Now, where did the two of you live here in Northville?
We lived on the corner of Wing and Dunlap after the war, and then we bought our house up on Thayer Boulevard. And we lived there until 81. When we moved up to Lost Lake Woods Club, where we built a home, retired home. And then he was taken ill, and he's now in Northville Wishing Well. been there 2 years. So that's why I'm here.
Now, did you work throughout your married life?
I worked at Crown & Milner's down at Livonia Mall after the girls were in college, just to have something to do for about 10 years. And then I worked 10 years for Weight Watchers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when I was a little girl, which always sticks in my mind, that we had a meat market, the Hills Meat Market, right on Main Street. We had the Chevy Garage there first, and then the Hills Meat Market. And when I would go in there, they would have sawdust all over the floor. Which that
was
always
on Main and what?
Right on Main.
It's on Main though, and what cross street? Right in the first block, you mean, from center?
Yes. Wait a minute, where's that? Yeah, this is Main. This is Main Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the one going north and south is center, or it becomes.
Yeah, and it's just it's just about a half a block from center. And I think that's all been torn down now, and it's where they park. But that always stuck in my mind. I always used to go down there.
Do you remember the grocery store that was where Cloverdale Dairy is, ice cream place is now?
No.
I talked to someone whose father owned a grocery store there, but you don't remember that.
I remember the Pickard. A meat market, which is right on the corner of Center and Dunlap. I think it was only a meat market. There might have been some canned goods in there. I don't know. Sam Pickard ran that for years and years. And before that, there was the theater there.
The Opera House?
Opera House,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the Opera House was torn down when Sam Pickard moved in there.
So what can you tell me about Northville as you were growing up? You said you moved away for a while.
Yes.
What schools did you attend here?
I went up to the third grade.
The third grade.
And then we moved to Redford. My father had worked down there, kept our home here, but we moved to Redford, and I graduated from Redford High. And then we moved back immediately after I graduated, and I went over to Ipsy, to school, just a short time because my mother was taken ill, and I came home and took care of her.
Was that called a normal school then?
I went to the business school in it.
Business school?
Yeah, what was that? That was, I think it's still there, that business school.
Is it?
I think so. But I only went half a year, and my mom was taken sick.
How old would you have been when your folks moved back to Northville?
I was 17.
17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you remember of Northville then?
It was very small compared to today. I mean, there was, when we would walk downtown, you knew everybody on the street. You'd just stop and talk to everyone because you knew everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But today you go downtown, there's very few people, you know. That always stuck with me, what I always liked about a small town.
Where, for instance, where was the library, where was the post office and those things back at that time?
The library was on Wing Street, that I can remember, was on Wing Street there.
Where it is now?
No, it was across the street from that.
Uh-huh.
Across the street from that. And that's where we used to have Women's Club at that time. We met there. I joined Woman's Club in 1950, and I am now a life member of that. And I joined Mother's Club, I don't know, it must have been about 1960, when the girls were older, Northfield Mother's Club, and I'm a life member of that.
What sort of things did the Women's Club and the Mother's Club do in those days?
Well, when I first joined Mother's Club, we used to take up a collection of milk and take care of the needy in schools that needed the milk. That's where we first started, was doing a milk program. And then each year we had a project to buy something for the school that we do. We do different things to make money. But today, they're giving scholarships and they're really doing a lot more. Of course, there's a difference in money. Women's Club used to have a lot of programs that I used to enjoy. Speakers and lectures.
And you met at the library.
And we met at the library. Mm-hmm. Then, years later, we moved to the Presbyterian Church. When the library was moved, is when, I think when I got my life membership, it was still in the library.
That's all right. You don't have to be positive.
Yeah.
Just
but it seems like I went up to the front in the library, but maybe that's when I joined. Maybe it was a Presbyterian church when I see. You have to have 25 years for life member in Woman's Club and 10 years for Mother's Club. I now belong to the Senior Mother's Club. And we do scholarships. We only had 3 meetings a year, though. Now, when I was up north, I wasn't active, but now that I've come back, I'm active into it again. And I'm active into Women's Club. I mean, I go to the meeting as many as I can.
What was the post office then, do you remember?
Yes, the post office was on Center Street next to Schrader's down there. Where Schrader's building is, post office was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the other things, for instance, that stand out in your mind about Northfield? What are some of the things you did for recreation?
Well, we used to live on the tennis courts at Cass Benton Park. Every free minute we had, we were at the tennis courts. We loved that. And I can remember sliding down the hill when I was a child. We'd get up here at the top where the school is, where the high school is. And we'd come all the way down and go way down to the racetrack. On our sleds.
You mean there were no streets there?
Well, there were streets there, but there wasn't any cars to speak of.
Oh.
So we could slide all the way down the hill. Now
that's really. From the high school to the racetrack?
Yeah. Now that really sticks in mind.
Yes,
yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. That really. And another thing is where the police station is and the library and that now. That's another hill where we used to.
There were no buildings there then.
There were no buildings there. No, there were no buildings there, and we used to use that to slide downhill all the time. You remember that?
Okay. That's very interesting.
Those
very
stick
interesting.
In my mind, yeah.
What other things can you remember?
I've been trying to think all day. See, Al would really have a lot more to tell you if he could talk.
What about the theater other than the opera house? Was there another theater here then? marquee there then, or was...
No, yeah, I think the Opera House, when that was torn down, the marquee was built. Now, I worked for Dr. Handorf before I was married, up over the theater. He had a doctor, you probably before your time, Dr. Handorf, Heinz Handorf. And I worked for him for 2 years.
Was he a regular family practitioner?
Family practitioner. And he used to, I know what sticks in my mind, Sessions Hospital.
Okay, tell us about that.
Sessions Hospital, I used to work there on weekends. And then I worked for the doctor during the week because my husband was in the service at that time. And it's very interesting. I had one of my daughters born there at Sessions. And now I have, that is where I had my husband in a nursing home. Yeah, it's very...
Sessions,
you
know, Hospital.
Sessions Hospital.
Is now the Wishing Well Nursing
Home? Well, yes. It's now the Star Manor Home. It was just, the name was just changed from Wishing Well to the Star Manor.
Oh, wasn't it?
Star Manor of Norfolk.
Uh-huh.
And they took off the top of the building, and the nursing home has just used it. Bottom.
I was going to ask
yeah.
you how large was Sessions Hospital? It was two floors?
Two floors. We had an elevator there, and there was two floors, and the operating room, the nursery, and the delivery room, and rooms were upstairs, and the operating room was down on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then down in the basement, the nurses and that had a place to eat. And that was run by Irene Slater that I worked for.
Irene Slater?
My Irene Slater.
Mm-hmm. Who, wasn't there a Dr. Snow connected with that?
Dr. Snow, Dr. Holcomb, Dr. Handorf, Dr. Atchison. There were four or five.
Handorf was the man, the one you worked for.
He was the one I worked for.
Were you a nurse?
No, I was not a nurse, no. Practical.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I learned most of it working at Sessions and working for Dr. Andrew at that time.
Mm-hmm. What was where the racetrack is now?
Well, there was always a fairgrounds there where we used to have a fair once a year. And that reminds me of taffy. We'd wait from year to year to go down and buy taffy. That's just...
It was just...
Just a
fairgrounds. Fairgrounds once a year.
That's all I ever remember.
Nothing else was...
I don't remember anything else being that. Just the fairgrounds. I know we had this apartment house, and when we had a vacant apartment, fair people would come and rent our apartments if it was vacant, you know. And that was always interesting.
Where was your apartment house?
On the corner of Wing and Dunlap.
Oh, that was
mm-hmm.
when you...
Mm-hmm. Upstairs.
Like you and your husband lived there.
My folks. That was my
your
folks.
Your
folks had. Yeah. That I could remember that sticks in my mind about the fair, you know, that people used to come there and rent the apartment. It was a small apartment then. My father later made them much larger. They used to come. We had a fat man one time and could hardly get in and out of there, you know. So that was always interesting. See who was going to rent that.
Your children went to school here.
They both went to Norfolk High, graduated from Norfolk High, and one of my daughters went to Michigan State, and the other girl went to Central Michigan. They're both married. One has, they both had three children. So I now have six grandchildren.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We covered the post office, the schools. Of course, where was the high school then?
The high school was right here on Main Street. That's where my husband graduated from high school, and I think my one daughter went 2 years there, and then they built the new one. And I know they went through junior high, and I think she had 9th and 10th grade and then went up here. But my other daughter, who was younger, went up there all 4 years. She was a cheerleader.
That's where the, what do they call it, school activities center now, don't they?
I think they do. Mm-hmm. And retarded, there's a retarded children in there. They went right there at the grade school, all 6 years at the grade school. Grade school, I guess, is where the retarded children are.
What about the interurban? Do you remember that?
The streetcar? I think that was before my time. I think it was because... Now, my husband used to ride it all the way into Detroit. But when I remember, I used to take a bus into Five Points and then get the streetcar there. I don't ever
remember...
Where
did you get the bus?
A bus came here to Norfolk from Five Points. Mm-hmm. I can remember that, but I don't ever remember the streetcar all the way out here.
What about the well? Was it, has it always been there? Has it always been a stopping place for people, where the well is?
Yes, now I really never used the well, but it was always there. I can remember, and I can remember the old depot.
Where was that?
That was right.
Tell me about that.
Oh, really? That was right up in back of the, up on top of the tracks, right in back of the well. Uh-huh. And there was an old-fashioned, well, old depot up there for years, and the trains used to stop.
Passenger trains.
Passenger trains came in there.
Mm-hmm. No one has told me about that.
Oh, really? Now that?
No, it was behind the well, was it? It
yes, behind, well, you know, the well's down here, and here's the tracks up here.
Yeah.
So it was right in back of the tracks, the depot.
In back of the tracks? On the other side?
On the other side of the tracks.
How did people get into it?
Well, there's a road underneath there. There's a road underneath
yes.
the track. Okay.
There still is.
Yeah, there's still a road there. And they used to go under this viaduct there and up to the depot.
And then what they do?
You'd make a left.
Under the viaduct and make a
left.
Left right there.
Uh-huh.
And there was a depot back
there's
there.
A depot right there. Uh-huh. Well, I can remember the depot. I don't know that I ever took a train, but they used to stop there and pick up passengers and take passengers. They probably went from here to Plymouth, as far as, you know, as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But you hadn't heard about the depot.
No, no one else has told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, no one has even mentioned the fact that, to me that is,
mm-hmm.
that the passenger trains came into Northville. I should have known they did, but
mm-hmm.
They people mentioned the interurban.
Mm-hmm. Well, the interurban was, I imagine the depot was there then too, because I remember the depot from, you know, being very young.
Mm-hmm.
That was there.
Well, you told me several things that were very interesting. I think if you thought hard enough, you could think of more.
I just not thought of the depot. You know, I mean, it's, and I did think today about those planks going up to Al's house, you know, because there was no electricity then either at that time. their house, they had lanterns and...
Well, you had electricity in your time, though, didn't you?
We had electricity in our time, my time, but see, Al was a little bit ahead of me. And there for a while, I remember he said there was no electricity at their place. Mm-hmm. I think he was the first house built up there on Orchard Drive.
Now, what can you tell me about some of the older residents? You said back then, if you walked through town, you knew everybody. For instance, tell me about some of the older residents that may still be around or may not still be around.
Well, I'm thinking of people like Dr. Atchison, and I'm thinking of people like Dick and Jean Ambler that are still around, and Schrader's, Betty Schrader, although she came a little later because, but I knew Nelson, her husband, was, of course he's gone now, and I'm trying to think of the older, Don Holcomb. I lived about four doors from Don Holcomb, who was Dr. Holcomb's wife. Dr. Holcomb's gone. And
what about the Schraders? Are they still around?
Betty was just interviewed. Mm-hmm. Nelson's wife was just interviewed. Mm-hmm. She was just had an interview. Yes, they're still around. Mm-hmm. The Ely's, of course, Chuck Ely's still around.
Yes, I think he's on the list, but his wife is quite ill.
Yes. I think Chuck was interviewed. I think that.
Was he?
Yes, I think he was.
Well, the one meeting I went to, they said that he wanted to wait a while.
Oh, well. Maybe they did. I don't know. But he's an old timer. The Atchisons, Orson and Naomi Atchison have been here for years. They weren't born here or anything, but they've been here since the 1940s, I'm sure. So I think that's pretty. And been here like from the 20s because they lived out in Salem. To be, Orson lived out there. But the, you know, you just went downtown, you knew everyone. The Hills and everybody, the Rathburns, they're all gone now, so.
Now, did you do most of your shopping in Northville then? Or
did all our shopping in Northville. I don't remember going anyplace else to shop when I was young. You know, we bought all our groceries and clothes, and I think Friedel's were there at that time. And Brader's.
Friedel's was there and Brader's also.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both there. Mm-hmm. And Brader's had shoes. I remember buying shoes in there.
Now Dell's shoes,
that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about grocery stores?
Grocery stores, there was a Smith's store called, you know, is there still Smith's? I don't know. Like a Kroger, or was called Smith's. And then there was an A&P. The A&P was right on Main Street, about where Black's was. And I think it moved once down to it. And I can just remember the two meat markets, you know, Sam Pickard's and Hill's. The A&P and Smith's. That's the only grocery stores that, well, I'm sure Spagnolia's were there. They've been there too all my life. I'm sure somebody's interviewed them. He would remember, no.
Well.
And the two drug stores we had Stewart's and Gunzel.
Gunzel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which was which now? Because I don't know. The one that is now Northville Drug, which one was that?
That was Stewart's.
Stewart's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Gunzel is where the, right on the corner, where there's what, I don't know what kind of a shop, American shop or something.
Williamsburg or something. But I was going to say, just because you think someone else has told us these things, I mean, don't hold back, because it may dovetail with what someone else has told us, or you may have a different angle. Mm-hmm. You know, so just because someone else has been interviewed and may have told us the same thing.
And I'm sure there has. I'm sure you have a lot of repeats.
Probably. Yeah, but then sure that is, they expect that.
Mm-hmm. We had the dime store. What's in there now? Well, it's those little stores. Little people's shop and that. Mm-hmm. There was a dime store there, I can remember, years ago. And the bank was on the corner where the jewelry store is. I remember that bank there and the crash.
Do you know what bank it was?
I think, as far as I can remember, I think it was manufactured, wasn't it? I think so. I don't know if that was, but I can remember the bank there, whether it was, maybe it was Northville Savings, I don't know. I don't remember that. I remember my father used to go down to the bank all the time, you know, but that was before I used a bank. Mm-hmm. So I know that was right on the corner there.
Did you have a police station here then?
If we did, I don't remember, where it was. Well, I'm sure we had one, but I don't remember where it was.
You don't remember the...
Well, there was a city hall where the library and that was the city hall at one time. Yeah, that was the old city hall. So I imagine the police station was in there, I'm sure it was. But I'm not sure. And where we used, yes, because when I was a little older, we used to slide downhill and that police station was there, or the city hall was there then.
Now, over the years, have these homes that we see that are so beautifully maintained now, were they allowed to deteriorate and people then fix them up, or was some of them just continually kept up?
I think they really deteriorated. Lots of them did, and they've been fixed up. Really, I think that people didn't keep up their homes like they do today. I'm sure. When I was so young like that, I just don't remember about the homes, really.
Something else that you think we might be interested in?
No, more things have come out since you were talking to me than, you know, than I've thought of all day. And I've been thinking today too. What would be interesting, you know, to the historical society. But I think you have people that are a lot older than I am that probably are remembering.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh,
not necessarily.
Really?
Some of them can't remember too clearly, no.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking of people like Bruce Turnbull. He's been very active, and he had a Turnbull store here, electrical store, where Breeders is, I think. That's about where. They keep shuffling all those stores around, you know. kept changing them from one. Maybe they were on the other side of Freighters.
Now it's going to happen again. I believe Blacks is going in where the Time Store is moving out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I'm going to miss that Dime Store. We've had a Dime Store in Northville as long as that I can remember.
And they are closed completely now, I noticed.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's really, I think people are going to miss that Dime Store. Pick up things, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's too bad that we lost a Dime Store. Because that was always, seemed always busy. I don't know why it closed, you know. But,
Now, let's go back a little bit and tell me a little bit more about your parents. You said that they had lived here some time before you were born.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was my grandfather's house, and they lived with him and took care of him.
Now, who was your grandfather?
Hauk. That Andrew Hauk was my grandfather, and my folks lived there.
So your folks, your folks were born in Northville?
My dad was born in Northville, out on Northville Plymouth Road, right at the end of Seven Mile. There was a home there. And he was born there. He would be about 20 years ago. He'd be about 104 now.
What do you mean by Northville Plymouth Road? You mean Northville Road going into Plymouth?
Yes.
At 7?
At the end of 7 was a home.
At the end of 7?
That's where my father
where
was born.
7 makes the curve, you mean, there?
No, right at the end of 7. Where Allen's Monument's there.
Okay,
right there. Mm-hmm. There was a home there.
And that's where your father
was? That's where my father was born. Daddy lived there as a child and went to school there.
What do you remember that he told you about Northville back then, or do you remember anything that he told you?
Well, he was one of six children, and he used to play right in the middle of town. There used to be a bandstand. And Daddy used to play an instrument in the band there. In fact, I think that bandstand was there yet when I was a child, because Daddy used to go down and play. But I don't remember it that much. Did you ever hear about the bandstand? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone else told me about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was pretty young then. But I can still see it in my mind, this bandstand. Right in the middle of the Four Corners. Right in the middle of the Four Corners.
But you're vague on that. You don't remember if they played certain nights of the week there or when.
No, I don't know about that. But I know Daddy used to play. Yeah.
Don't let your voice trail off. But can you remember your dad playing there?
Vaguely.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know if I went down and watched him. You know, I remember he used to get ready at home to go play down there. See, I left here when I was in the third grade. So he was playing up till then. So, I remember the grade school of Northville burning. And I remember.
I hadn't heard of that. Where was that?
Right in back of the high school on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. It burned?
It burned. Mm-hmm. I think it burned down. I can remember it was at night.
Was it during the school year?
It was during the school year. Mm-hmm. Well, whether they I can remember that they had put buildings up to take care of the children. But I don't know that that burned completely. But it was quite a fire. And the hotel in the center of town, when that burned down, I can remember that.
Now tell me about that.
I can just remember that it burned down. It was during the night, too. And
where was the hotel?
Right on the Four Corners where that vacant lot is now.
Well, now, for the sake of clarity, tell me what you mean by Four Corners. Main and
Main
Center?
And
or?
Center. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, where that, where they're talking of putting up the new buildings.
Okay.
That's where the hotel was.
That would be the southwest,
southwest corner.
Mm-hmm. There was a hotel
mm-hmm.
there.
There's a hotel. Mm-hmm. You hadn't heard about that?
How old would you have been when that happened?
I think probably 5 years, 5 or 6 years old. I left here when I was 8. So that's been vacant there for a long time. Whether there was anything else put there, I don't think so. I think that's been a vacant lot all these years. Because I can remember that hotel. I can remember going down to the fire.
Do you remember what kind of firefighting equipment you had then?
I don't. There was, I'm sure that it was just a volunteer at that time. Might have been a fire chief, but at that time I think it was just volunteer help for the fire. But I don't remember the engines or anything. We had an engine, you know, but I don't remember what it looked like or anything like that.
Any other calamities that occurred in the city that...
Not that I can remember. Those two really stuck in my mind, the school and that. And I can't tell you what year the school was either. Maybe it was, I can't say. But I'm sure somebody else has remembered the school burning, but you hadn't heard about it. I can remember when we used to have a nursing home up here. Of course, this Allen Terrace is very new. It's only 10 years old. But up here on the hill used to be a nursing home, TB Sand it was. And that was before the high school and that, too.
What was it called?
It was TB Sanatorium.
Oh. Well, there was Mayberry further
no,
on.
No, we had
one
right here.
Here.
Was mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. TB Sanatorium. Mm-hmm. For strictly TB patients. Hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think in later years it was turned into a nursing home.
And that was up near the high school?
Mm-hmm. Right up here in back of it. Right up there where those, they just took the foundation out when they built the, new condos.
That's where the condos are going in,
yeah.
Between, for the sake of clarity, between Allen Terrace and the high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they just tore the foundations out when they started those condos a year ago. So I can remember that TV saying up there. And how they got up there, well, they must have gone around. Glad you remember that now.
What was the industry in Northville? How did people
Ford plant was there. That Ford plant's really pretty old, you know. I know my husband worked there for a year before he went away to college. So that was back in 1930, and it was there. His father worked there all his life. So that, somebody must know how old that Ford plant is. And that industry, and see, I don't really remember what my, I guess my father sold real estate all that time. Guess that's what he did. Because he had a room in the house there for his office. So that's what he did. That I can remember. Until the crash. The bank crash and all that.
At that point.
Well, then it was not too long after that we moved to Redford. And we rented our place here. And we stayed down there from about 8 years. Well, I graduated from Redford High, so what was that? 8 and 4. About 9 years. And then we moved back. I can remember when Don Miller used to deliver milk. You know, we always had a milkman. Don Miller was the one that used to deliver milk. And
from where though? What dairy?
I think it must. I'm sure it was Twin Pines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember whether that was horse drawn in my early days or whether he had a. Well, it must have been.
Well, was Guernsey Dairy located here then?
Well, Guernsey Dairy was up on Center Street there, when I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But whether that was there then, I know we had Twin Pines with Don Miller. That's whether Guernsey was there too, it could have been. Seems like the dairy was there, but I don't know whether they had a milkman or not. You know.